So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, Text Number 67, chanting the song by Lord Shiva. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kash Twat Padabjam Bijahati Pandito Yas Te Vamana Vaya Yamana Ketana Vishankar Yashmad Gurur Archati Shma Yad Vino Papatim Manavash Chatudash Kastat Padabjam Vijahati Pandito Yasti Abamana Vaya Mana Ketana Shankaya Shmad Gurur Archati Shmayad Vino Papatin Manava Chatudasa Ashtat Patabjam Vijahati Pandito Yasi Abamana Vayamana Ketana Vishankaya Shmat Guru Achati Smayad Vino Papatin Manas Vaschatudasa Ashtat Padabjam Vijahati Pandito Yasti Vamana Vaya Mana Ketana Vishankaya Shmat Guru Achati Smayad Vino Papatin Mana Vaschatadasa
Thank you.
My dear Lord, any learned person knows that unless he worships you, his entire life is spoiled. Knowing this, how could he give up worshiping your lotus feet? Even our Father and spiritual master, Lord Brahma, unhesitatingly worships you, and the 14 Manus followed in his footsteps. Please repeat. My dear Lord, any learned person knows that unless he worships you, his entire life is spoiled. Knowing this, how could he give up worshipping your lotus feet? Even our Father and spiritual master, Lord Brahma, unhesitatingly worship you. And the 14 Manus followed in his footsteps. Purple. The word Pandita means a wise man. Who is actually a wise man? The wise man is described in Bhagavad Gita 7:19 in this way. Bhābhunāṁ jamanamante jñānavam mam prapadyate vāsudeva sarvamiti sa mahatmā sadulabha. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me. Knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is, such a great soul is very rare. Thus, when the wise man actually becomes wise after many births and whimsical attempts at self-realization, he surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Such a Mahatma, or learned person, knows that Krishna, Vasudeva, is everything, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Learned persons always think that life is wasted unless they worship Lord Krishna or become his devotee. Srila Rupa Goswami also states that when one becomes an advanced devotee, he understands that he should be reserved and perseverant, Vishanti, and that he should engage in the service of the Lord and not waste time. Avyartha Kalatvam. He should also be detached from all material attraction. Virakti, and he should not long for any material respect in return for his activities. Mana Shunyata. He should be certain that Krishna will bestow his mercy upon him. Ashabanda. And he should always be very eager to serve the Lord faithfully. Shamukanta. The wise man is always very eager to glorify the Lord by chanting and hearing. Nama Dani Shadaruchi. And he is always eager to describe the transcendental qualities of the Lord, the Shaktistad Gunakyane. He should also be attracted to those places where the Lord had his pastimes, Pratistat Vashanti Shale. These are symptoms of an advanced devotee. An advanced devotee or perfect human being who is actually wise and learned cannot give up his service at the lotus feet of the Lord. Although Lord Brahma has a long lifespan, 4,320 million years constitute 12 hours in a day of Brahma. Brahma is afraid of death and consequently engages in devotional service to the Lord. Similarly, all the Manus who appear and disappear during the day of Brahma also engage in the Lord's devotional service. In Brahma's one day, 14 Manus appear and disappear. The first Manu is Swayambhuva Manu. Each Manu lives with 71 Yugas, each consisting of some 4,320,000 years. Although the Manus have such a long lifespan, they still prepare for the next life by engaging in the devotional service of the Lord. In this age, human beings live only for 60 or 80 years, and even this small lifespan is gradually decreasing. Therefore, it is even more imperative for human beings to take to the worship of the lotus feet of the Lord by constantly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. As recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Trinad api shunichina, toro iva sadhishnina, amanina madanina, kitaniya shada hari. When one is engaged in devotional service, he is often surrounded by envious people, and often many enemies come to try to defeat him or stop him. This is not new in this present age. For even in the days of yore, Prahlad Maharaj, who was engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, was harassed by his demoniac father, Hiranyakashipu. The atheists are always prepared to harass a devotee. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suggested that one be very tolerant of these people. Nonetheless, one has to continue chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and preaching the chanting of this mantra, because such preaching and chanting constitute the perfection of life. One should chant and preach about the urgency of making his life perfect in all respects. Thus one should engage in the devotional service of the Lord and follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, beginning with Lord Brahma and others. Om Agyan Smirandasya Jananjanam Shalatiya Chakshura Militandina Tasmaya Shri Dhamma. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pabunityananda Shri Advaita Garatha Shri Vashari Gaur Bhakta Binda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. My dear Lord, any learned person knows that unless he worships you, his entire life is spoiled. So Srila Prabhupada would often use this phrase, don't spoil your life. Spoiling your life means not serving Krishna. My dear Lord, any learned person who knows that unless he worships you, his entire life is spoiled. So this is the definition of spoiled life, that the person doesn't engage in the service of Krishna. They're simply spoiling their life. This is Hari Hari Vipole Janma Goyenu. Goyenu means spoiled. I've achieved the human form of life and I've spoiled it because I didn't serve the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And what am I doing? Manusa janma pai radha krishna na bhajiya janiya shunya bisha kainu. Bish means poison. So this is how we're spoiling our life. By not serving Krishna, we are knowingly drinking, or unknowingly, drinking poison. Narottam Das is being very humble in his soul. Unknowingly I'm drinking poison because I know that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. I know Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead. I know I should be engaged in his service, but in his humility is showing how I have no attraction for thee. So I'm wasting my life. So this is the whole, we can see how the whole world is simply wasting his life. But this is Prabhupada's favorite song, actually, that Narottama song. And if you see that song, it contains Krishna consciousness is contained in that song in a nutshell. Our devotional service to Radha and Krishna is our goal. Like Goloka to Premadana, how the holy name has come from Goloka to deliver everyone. It's delivered even Jagai Madhai. So we can take to the process of chanting the holy name, and this will reawaken the loving sentiment of the service of Radha and Krishna. It's like a nutshell of what Krishna consciousness is, how Prabhupada has established this movement. Rajendra Nandana Jay Sachishuta Hoyle Say Balaram Hoyle Onitam. Krishna has come as Gauranga in the sage of Kali. Balaram has come as Nityananda. And they are freely distributing for that Golokira Premadana Harinam Sankirtana. What is there in the Goloka? Prem, that Prem in Goloka has become in the material world in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement as the holy name. So that's what they're giving. But unfortunately, Narottama is saying, I don't have attraction. But it is so powerful that the evidence of this is Jagai and Madai. There were no sins they did not commit. Yet they were delivered by the holy name, by the mercy of the two brothers born in time. So like this, we take to this process of that's coming from the spiritual world, the Harinama Sankirtan movement, and this will awaken our attraction for the loving exchange of Radha and Krishna, which is the ultimate goal of life. Otherwise, nobody knows the goal of life. Otherwise, why are they not engaging in devotional service? So, practically, this is the Krishna consciousness movement. We're teaching people how not to spoil your life. Mahaprabhu's mission is the principal feature of Mahaprabhu's mission is jiva daya, is kindness to all living entities. So what do the living entities need? They need service to Krishna, that's all they need. Because they are the eternal servant. Jivaya sarupani to Krishna. So this is the fundamental basic identity of every living entity. He's eternal servant, so he needs service to Krishna. That's all he needs. He doesn't need anything else, actually. But in this world, where is that service being given? Where is it being taught throughout the universities, schools, education centers? It's not even mentioned what that's being taught. So therefore, everyone is simply spoiling their life. So Prabhupada said, this is our business. We should continue chanting Hare Krishna in any circumstances. Because this chanting this mantra and preaching the chanting of Hare Krishna constitute the perfection of life. So here is our perfection of life. Chanting Hare Krishna and telling others to chant Hare Krishna. That's it. One should chant and preach about the urgency of making his life perfect in all respects. So, and thus engage in the devotional service to the Lord. So one should preach about the urgency of making his life perfect. So in our Krishna consciousness movement, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also inspired Srila Prabhupada when he first met him on this point of the urgency of Krishna consciousness. Because Prabhupada was arguing, first get free from British rule, we are a oppressed country. So we'll get free from British rule, so we'll... And then afterwards we can practice our own Krishna consciousness, our own culture, with complete freedom. And Bhaktisiddhanta says, no, the need of the hour, what is most urgent is Krishna consciousness now. Who knows what's going to happen in the future? We've been oppressed as a country before, we've been free before in the history of the world. Sometimes a country is free, sometimes it's just the nature of the material world, it just comes and goes. So that's not so important, but what is important is Krishna consciousness. So that should be preached by now. It struck Prabhupada. This is the need of the hour, the urgency. So when we understand the urgency of Krishna consciousness and the solution of the urgency is chanting Hare Krishna, performing devotional service to Krishna, it's absolutely imperative for every living entity to chant Hare Krishna and be engaged in devotional service. You can't be engaged in devotional service until you chant Hare Krishna. Because this is the Yuga Dharma, otherwise you can't approach Krishna. But Krishna's made his service available by chanting Hare Krishna. That's why he's become the Yuga Dharma. So unless they're chanting Hare Krishna, taking to this process of devotional service, their actual life is spoiled. So here's a nice thing about Krishna consciousness. I always thought it was such a wonderful thing, but here is Krishna consciousness, the perfection of life. We suddenly introduce the Krishna consciousness. We're the eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead. And chanting Hare Krishna is the process for establishing our relationship. And it's very urgent and it's all new for everyone. So we absorb ourselves, we take to the process of Krishna consciousness and absorb ourselves in the urgency of Krishna consciousness for our very own self. Otherwise it's a very precarious position. Kamala dalla chala jivana dalla mani, like drop of water on the lotus leaf. See, it's water on the lotus leaf, it stays round. It doesn't merge or anything. It stays like a little droplet. And when that lotus leaf is moving on the water, that little water is moving. At any moment it can back into material existence. So this is how precarious, how life is so delicate. So it is very, very urgent. So the beauty of Krishna consciousness is that we are taking this very seriously, this Krishna consciousness program. We're realizing the urgency and we're practicing the process for perfection in our life. What is that perfection? As Prabhupada said here, it's chanting Hare Krishna and telling others how to chant Hare Krishna. This is very wonderful because our perfection is making others perfect. Whereas all the other systems of yoga, generally you're all alone. It's my process, my whatever it is, whatever process you follow, it's all just me and Krishna as Bhagavan, Paramatma, Bhagavan, whoever. However you're approaching him, but it's just me and my relationship with Krishna. But in the process of bhakti, devotional service, we are giving everybody the opportunity to take to Krishna consciousness, and the more we preach Krishna consciousness, that is our perfection of life. And that is perfecting others' lives. So this is such the great greatness of the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By giving the process of bhakti, which is everybody's birthright, but unfortunately, we're not being taught this now in any kind of educational system. So this is our Krishna consciousness movement. And it's summarized in that song. I think that's why Prabhupada liked it. It's his favorite song, Hari Hari Bipuli. It encompasses everything. Radha and Krishna, the Sankirtan mission, why ultimately so we can keep me in the corner of your lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So, so this is the wise man. We're talking about a learned person who knows that unless he worships you, his entire life is spoiled. So this is knowledge. That means a learned person. But how many learned persons are there actually in this world? How many persons are teaching you to worship Radha and Krishna? So there's not many learned persons. So this is the definition of learned. According to Bhagavad Gita, Bhavanam Jamananti, after thousands of births of being a wise man, Gyanavan, wise man, you're searching for truth. After many thousands of those births, one comes to the point of accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. That's the beginning of his devotional life. Thousands and thousands of births. So we're meeting people, many interested people in Krishna consciousness. They're also on their journey, whichever path they're following, but they're also on that journey. But you can understand that they can be on that journey for thousands and thousands and thousands of births, unless you give them the holy name. The moment you give them Krishna consciousness, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Krishna is the Supreme, oh at last I found what is the ultimate goal of life, what I've been searching for. Now you surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. Now you can render devotional service. So it has taken thousands and thousands of births. If you meet a devotee, he can tell you the perfection of life. And you can engage in chanting Hare Krishna, devotional service. One life you can go back to Godhead. Prabhupada uses this verse, when his Bodhimuth verse. Your thousands and thousands of births of being a jnani. Now I'm telling you, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, you should surrender to him. You take it, okay. And I accept that, and I surrender to Krishna. Then Prabhupada said, simply if you do that, you skipped those thousands and thousands of births. Because you come to the conclusion of thousands and thousands of births of searching for knowledge. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. So by a moment's association with devotee, simply hearing speak, surrender to Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay. You skipped, you jumped thousands and thousands of births. So this is the benefit of the association of one moment's association with Krishna. Save you thousands and thousands and thousands of births of searching with knowledge. So take to Krishna consciousness directly, it's the direct process. And it's very easy. Here it's saying that one should be certain that Krishna will bestow his mercy upon him. One should be certain, this is one of the symptoms. One should be certain that Krishna will bestow his mercy. But why shouldn't Krishna bestow his mercy upon us? Why we're uncertain that will Krishna bestow his mercy upon him? Are we certain or uncertain? But he said, one should be certain that Krishna will bestow his mercy. Why shouldn't he? Why did he speak Bhagavad Gita? Why did he come here into this material world? He left his own abode in Harmony, Bhagavad. Come to this place, which he himself says is a place of misery and suffering. Why did he do that? Why did he speak Bhagavad Gita? Why we have all this? Why he sends his representatives? He wants to make it easy, that's why. He wants to make it very easy. He doesn't want to make it difficult. So he comes and he makes it easy and he shows his particular pastimes. This is the benefit of Krishna's performing pastimes here. That now we have something to hear about, now we have something to talk about. Otherwise we wouldn't know if he didn't come. So everybody's speculating actually, what is God? The Prabhupada said Krishna comes to put an end to speculation. You don't have to speculate what is God, you don't have to follow so many paths to try to understand. Here is Krishna, so Krishna came, here I am. You're all, everyone, the philosophical way of life, you're searching after the Absolute Truth, here I am. Here's my flute, here's my peacock feather, here's my yellow dhoti, here's my jamuna, here's my govardhan, here's my Radharani, here's my Balaram, my friends, my cows. Have a look, here are my activities. Krishna's playing and dancing. You have a look, this is what God does, this is what I am, okay? You understand? That's it. So Krishna's making it easy. You don't have to speculate. I'm coming, I'm showing you. Not only I'm showing you, I'm saying I am God, but I'm proving it, just in case you don't believe me. I'll prove it. Look, yeah, 7 days, my pinky out the cup, mountain. You're not convinced yet? Yeah, okay. I'll show you my Visharup. Awesome. Still not convinced, okay? Let me introduce you to my 16,000 queens in 16,000 palaces and 16,000 times 10 children. So Krishna's coming. So he puts an end to all this speculation. But still people are so foolish that they're going in different directions. I find it to do it my own way. I'll do it my way. I try to. So therefore Krishna says, no, no, give up all those other ways, they're useless. Sarvadhanam parityajanam, give up all those other ways. See, you mentioned when the wise man actually becomes wise after many, many births and whimsical attempts at self-realization. Whimsical attempts. This means the path of jnana is a whimsical process. The path of yoga is a whimsical process. The path of vanashram is a whimsical process. All the other paths are simply whimsical. Until one comes to that point of sarvadhanam paritya jamami. Otherwise, why is saying Prabhupada's saying? They're following these whimsical paths. Ultimately, hopefully they'll be purified enough by their whimsical paths, that when they meet a devotee, they can take advantage. This is the purpose of being purified in this material world. If you have the good fortune to meet a pure devotee, then you can accept his teachings. But simple purification is not enough. But it's helpful that when we do meet the pure devotee, we're able to hear his message, we're able to take advantage, we're able to take shelter. So, the idea behind these whimsical whimsical attempts at self-realization by these other processes, the basic idea behind all this is that I want to control and enjoy. So I get frustrated in this material world. It's not happening for me. So let me try a spiritual path. let me become Brahman by the process of Gyan, because Brahman is all-pervading and it's eternal and it's said to be blissful. So my goal is happiness, that's why I'm trying hard in the material world. It's happiness is the goal of life for everyone. But I'm getting frustrated. So let me take the spiritual life, let me try to understand my nature as Brahman, because Brahman is eternal and supposed to be blissful. So instead of trying to get a little bit happiness here, temporary happiness, let me get some eternal blissful happiness. So the idea is that we're still holding on to our own satisfaction, we're searching for our own pleasure, for our own happiness. But the process is serving Krishna, bringing Krishna happiness. That's how you actually get the real, the happiness that we're searching for. Gives you the taste of the full nectar for which we're always anxious. What is that? That is service. The loving exchange that comes through the service. Service is the medium. The loving exchange is the goal of life. The rasa, Krishna's rasa rasa. He wants to enjoy that loving sentiment. But it's expressed through service. So, yeah, so we take to a process a spiritual life, an Aryan. You should know the progressive value of life if you're Aryan. That means, what is the purpose of self-realization? You should be interested in self-realization. Ultimately you would reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the ultimate goal. But white people, they can't take to this process, direct process of bhakti, the easy process. The idea is that they still have this desire to control and enjoy spiritually. It's very strong, it's very deeply rooted. I want to be the controller, I want to be the enjoyer, because it's Krishna's position. Now I'm coming to spiritual life. And I'm coming, approaching Krishna, to serve Krishna, but I'm still attached to my control and enjoying. That is my identity, practically. You've got a material body, an immaterial body. Practically, that's your identity. I'm in control and enjoying. So I can't give it up so easy. It's not so easy to give up immediately. Okay, I've got to surrender to Krishna. For millions and millions of births, I've been the controller and enjoy, and now you're asking me to stop it like that. I can't do it. I'm so conditioned to be in the control. Therefore, Krishna invents a system of Jnana Yoga. Therefore, Krishna invents a system of Vanashram. Therefore, Krishna invents a system of different types of yoga practice. Because you still want to control. Okay, so use this system of control. Control your breathing. Pranayama. Control your sitting posture. Control the ingoing and outgoing breath, control the senses, withdraw the... It's all control, 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 control. Why? So I can enjoy ultimately. Nirvana means enjoyment, right? Whatever it... So these yoga systems, they're still for sinful people. They still have that desire to control and enjoy. But Krishna's invented these processes, they can follow. And they can dovetail their controlling and enjoying propensities in Krishna's service. So actually they're simply whimsical process when you ultimately go through that and come to take shelter of Krishna in the path of bhakti. Why would you be interested in going back to Jnana or yoga when you're getting a taste of devotional service? So from that angle of vision, they're whimsical. Prabhupada says it, they're whimsical attempts of different parts of self-realization. It's simply to cater for our illegal desire, that enviousness of Krishna. Prabhupada said this is the original sin, enviousness of Krishna. So simply to dovetail that. So Krishna's so kind, he's not just making, only one thing, only one way I'm coming, I'm saying there's only a Kalki, that is it, but the Kalki avatar. There's only one way, what is that? You chant Hare Krishna or not, you're dead. Only one way. But Krishna, he's giving all these different paths because, what does it say, as many munis there are, as many paths, everybody has their own path. So Krishna's, you've got six systems of philosophy. All these different systems that they simply to cater to the desire of the living entities, controlling, enjoying, propensity. Which one you're suited to? One man's food is another man's poison. But you'll be. Anyway, it's good because they're directed towards Krishna. But from the ultimate point of view, we understand they're simply whimsical, a waste of time. Prabhupada said loitering. I was simply loitering in the material world until I met my spiritual master. So that's the fact. We are simply loitering. We're not doing anything. We don't know what to do. Until we come to the point of devotion. So, one should chant and preach about for the urgency of making his life perfect in all respects. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's talking about this. One should preach about the urgency of making his life perfect in all respects. He says that you should see the urgency. When you see all the living entities wandering around, lost, simply on the cycle of birth and death, that's their only destination. They're all very busy. You look everywhere, everyone's very, very busy running around doing it. They're busy what? They're busy running to the jaws of Yamaraj. That's their destination. That's what they're busy for. So, see the urgency of spreading Krishna consciousness. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that, Bhaktisiddhanta. You see the urgency, you feel the urgency. These people are on the way to the birth and death, unless they get to chant Hare Krishna. Somehow or another we have to let them chant Hare Krishna. Otherwise, all these people running here and there, they're simply on their cycle of birth and death. So this is the urgency of the situation. And he says that one has developed a heartfelt compassion, on seeing all these living entities suffering in this material world. And you have the process, you've been given the process of chanting Hare Krishna. They need it more than anything in the world, that's all they need. When you feel a heartfelt compassion, the urgency of giving Krishna consciousness, he said at that very moment, you will actually, the spiritual realm will be revealed. Everything will be revealed when you have this compassion for all the living. This is Mahaprabhu's movement, Jiva Daya. This is the principle, the essence of Mahaprabhu's mission, kindness to others. If you can take that feelingly, you have genuine compassion, then you're a Dambasi. You're a Maipa Dambasi, because Mahaprabhu and everyone has this attitude. They want to give Krishna consciousness. So, this is Shrimati Devi, Yogamaya Devi. She lifts the curtain of Yogamaya. Then you can actually see the spiritual realm here. So, this aspect of Yogamaya, the internal potency, the supreme internal potency of the Lord. So she is, Yogamaya is arranging everything in the spiritual world. So she also arranging your entrance into the spiritual world. But you have to have the proper attitude to approach. Otherwise, the curtain of Mahamaya is there. So similarly, to get into the spiritual world, you have to receive the mercy of Yogamaya Devi. Because she's controlling everything there. So you have to have a proper attitude, a devotional attitude, a mood of service, without expectation of anything. Then you can be allowed entrance. Similarly, when you enter into the material world, you also have to have a proper attitude to enter into the material world. So after the glance of Vishnu is coming, and the jivas are impregnated, this is before the appearance of the most material nature and manifestation of everything. Right in the beginning, the jiva is there in Vasudev, pure consciousness. Though he has an opportunity, he can go back to Godhead, or the material energy is there, it's unmanifested, but he's just being glanced over. But he's in pure position at that time, because the modes are not manifested. But then the Ahankara principle is manifested. And that is a dictation to the living entity that the Purusha Bhava is there. I'm the controller and the enjoyer, what we always wanted. The controller and enjoyer, the Purusha Bhava, the Ahankara principle comes and dictates to him, yes, I'm the enjoyer. Yeah, and the living entity says, yes, that's what I want. That's what I want. So then the Ahankara covers him. Then you're allowed entrance into the material world, because by your choice, you develop the right attitude, the right consciousness. I want to be the controller and enjoyer. Okay, this is the place for you. So then Mahamaya take over, and you're in the material world. So simply to get out of the material world, by the grace of Mahamaya you get in the material. To get out of the material world is by the grace of Yogamaya. They're the same person, but they're acting in different roles. But now you have the proper attitude to get back in, and it's certainly not an attitude of enjoying and controlling. It's an attitude of service for Krishna's pleasure, rather than Krishna's pleasure, assisting in that pastimes without any expectation whatsoever. When that attitude is there, then the Yogamaya lifts the curtain and everything is revealed here. So this is the function of Srimantini. Actually, she's meditating. She's the mistress of Srimantadeva. In another form, in Mayapur, she stays as Prodamaya, same personality, Yogamaya. But she does, as Prodamaya, she does all the... the moving around. In the mood of Srimantini, she's just meditation. Meditating on Gauranga. But as Prodamaya, she does all the moving around and everything. But they're the same personalities. And there is a... Shruti and Vidya. This is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, the stealing of the garments of the unmarried gopis. So there's the conversation, it's described in the Sutra between Shruti and Vidya. Mahavishnu's inferior potency, known as Durga, is dedicated to his loving service. Being the Lord's potency, this inferior energy is none different from him, Mahavishnu Shrupini. There is another superior potency whose form is on the same spiritual level as that of God Himself. Simply by scientifically understanding the Supreme Potency, one can immediately achieve the Supreme Soul of all souls, who is the Lord of all lords. There is no other process to achieve Him. So he is talking about the Mahavishnu's inferior potency, and because it's his energy is non different from him, but there's another potency, a spiritual potency, which is the same, an equal spiritual understanding, as existence as God Himself. And simply by scientifically understanding this supreme potency, one can immediately achieve the supreme souls of all souls, who is the Lord of all lords. There is no other process to achieve it. So she's in charge. She's in charge of the material, she's in charge of the spiritual thing. You should seek the favor of the goddess. That supreme potency of the Lord is known as Gokuleshwari, or the goddess of Goloka. Her nature is completely absorbed in love of God. And through her, one can easily obtain the primeval God, the Lord of all that be. So here's the position of Yogamaya and Mahamaya. They're the same person, but they're acting in different functions. So if we know these two potencies, scientifically it says, then one is able to approach the Lord. Prabhupada says in his song, that refrain, I say unto you emphatically, O brother, until you receive the mercy of Srimad Radharani, only then you will know your good fortune. So this is the same potency. Unless we receive that mercy of this internal potency, which Srimad Radharani is the chief, then you will know your good fortune. In other words, we cannot get in the spiritual world without the mercy of this Srimati Radharani and her potency. And you can't get in the material world either without blessings of her reflection as Mahamaya. So this is her kindness, her greatness. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimadhyayatam. Sri Sri Radha Madhav Chandanya Smohotsav ki, Nithai Gopremanandi, Hare Krishna.